All right, so we're here at the moment here with Stephen Hosking from Vigilant IT. How are you going?
I'm pretty good, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, not too bad, not too bad. You're enjoying the conference so far?
I am. I'm really enjoying the conference. It's been a lot of fun for meeting people and dealing with the community and having these really good conversations.
Nice, nice. So I was sat in on your presentation yesterday, I believe, on reporting inside Configuration Manager using Power BI to start to do some reporting. But I love writing SSRS code. Why would I go to Power BI?
Because you're a sadist You like SSRS.
That's true, that's true. I thought this was really powerful. I thought this was a really, really good presentation about how we can actually start to visualize a lot of the cool and rich data that we get in Configuration Manager that we could never really easily put our fingers on before.
Yeah, and that's a very good point. So with Power BI, obviously you have the ability to use analyze the data set that literally will go and use Microsoft's machine learning technology and bring that information back. It's really powerful and robust in that. So what you do is you upload your data into Power BI and you let it crunch it. You get standard out-of-the-box reports with the Power BI solution template from Microsoft for SCCM, and it works really well.
Very, very cool. So let's have a look at the Solution Accelerator here and see what we can see.
Yep, cool. So what we've got here on my screen, as you'll see, is I've got my Config Manager console open. I can go in and bring up all of my devices. So currently we have 120 devices. So this is our test demo environment. This is our internal environment where we have all of our workstations. And the reason why we're using this is because it has real data. It's actionable information that we can demonstrate. So to set that up and present that out in Power BI, we go to the internet and we download the Microsoft SCCM template. So obviously I've already pre-downloaded that for this environment because it's a 70 meg download and it takes about 15 minutes to download in our environment. So what I'll do now is I'll go through the installation process, which is as simple as selecting yes on the install and I'll go through install. Probably the most important thing to note about how this template installs is this Visual C++ redistributable. If you install this on your primary server, you may run into issues doing updates. And if you do, just uninstall the two versions of C++ redistributable for 2013 and reinstall it and it'll all start working again for you.
So you're safe enough to be able to install this on a server that's not your Config Manager primary server?
100%. So if you're going to install this in production, don't put it on your primary server today. Mm-hmm. There's a ticket open with Microsoft that they're going to fix this, hopefully.
Nice.
So now you'll see that once the installation wrapper is completed, it pops up this window behind the scenes, which brings up all the Configuration Manager, SQL, and Power BI. So in this demo, we're going to ignore the fact that there's a new version, because we know that this version works in our environment. So in this demo, we're going to set it up to use the on-premises SQL data server for SCCM and then pipe it up to Power BI. So we're not going to have a live data connection set up because we're not using the Power BI gateway. If you're wanting to have constant data, you need to set up a Power BI gateway, and I'd recommend using a SQL database in Azure. Oh. So what we'll do is we'll go next, and at this point here, we validate the user object. So we tick the box and we put in our password. And we then hit validate. So that will go through and make sure the user object has permissions to the SQL server that we're working on, permission to the SCCM environment. And it uses PowerShell 5 behind the scenes on this. So that's probably a very important thing when you're looking at installing this Power BI solution template. Make sure you read through the requirements because they are hard requirements. So we go next because it validated, and at this point here we install our server name. So I'll put in my server name and we validate that. Again, this is going to be going to the SCCM server itself to validate that we have permission to it and that it is actually a SQL server. So at this point, you're actually putting in your SCCM SQL server, not your SCCM site server. So we go in here and we select our database, which is the CMOTG in our environment, and we go next. And at this point, we're validating that we have permission to that database to be able to extract the data. So the information is pulled from the database and not from the SMS provider. So this is much the same as how it works with SQL reporting services.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you are experienced in SMS 03, but we were using the WMI query language for IIS, and that used the SMS provider. In 2007, it was changed to using SSRS, and it can pull the information straight from your SQL database.
Mm-hmm.
So we're continuing on with that technology. In my scenario here, I'm going to use the same server that we pre-provisioned. One thing to note is before you validate, you need to pre-create the SQL database on your SQL server. The reason why we need to do this is because it has the ability to use Azure databases. So the solution template doesn't know if it's an on-premises database or an Azure database. So it's taking the position of you literally create the database and we'll connect to it and do what we need to do.
Cool.
So what we'll do is we'll go into SQL Management Studio, as you can see here, and we'll connect. And you'll see it pop up. And we expand our databases out, and these are the same databases we saw previously because it's the same server. So now we go in here and we give the database a name, so I'm just going to call this EL Demo, and we click OK.
So I don't need to do anything else other than create a blank database to accept the data?
That's correct. So and it's that simple. Ideally, if you're going to be putting a lot of data in there through your data warehouse scenario in this process,
mm-hmm.
you need to turn on simple or full replication. But for this demo, it's as simple as just going in there and creating a new blank empty database. So now we go back to the solution template and we hit validate. And what it will do is it will use the credentials we provided earlier to validate that we have access to that SQL server. And because it's the same SQL server, of course we're going to have access. So this takes a little bit of time because what it's also doing is it's pulling back the list of all the databases on that server so we can pull and select the database that we've just created. So this will go through and validate. Obviously, it will bring back the list of all the databases that we've pre-created, and we hit the drop-down again and we'll see our new database that we've created, which is EL Demo right here. And we just hit next. And it will go through the process of going and validating that everything is correct with that database. So it will just work. It is that simple. The next phase that we're looking at is how it's going to replicate the data out.
Cool. So how much do I need to know about Power BI before I even start to look at this kind of a template?
You don't. And that's the power of this solution is you literally can just use this template, fire up Power BI desktop, and it allows you to go off and do everything.
Nice.
It is that simple. At the end of this solution, or at the end of this installation, you get given a PBX or a Power BI installation experience, and it will pop up on your computer in the desktop, and it'll have all that data in there for you, and you upload it into Power BI. So we can see here it's giving us the ability to configure our replication, how often we pull the information off the SCCM server and put it into our database, which then is presented to the Power BI platform. So for this scenario, I'm going to leave it as the default. So all we do here is we hit validate, and it just goes, yeah, everything's good, because we didn't change anything. And we go next. And as you can see, it's verified everything. We tick and go, yep, that's all the correct information. And we hit run, and it will go through and set up the Power BI database, as well as the PBX and everything that is required around that solution. So this takes about a minute, maybe two,
mm-hmm.
not even. So you can see here it's setting up any components that are required to be installed. And from there, it will then create the destination script and it'll prompt us to save our PBX file, as we were discussing earlier.
Mm.
So this is just going through and creating the scheduled task and setting up the program data information. So
as we wait for progress bars to complete like we always do in half of our life in IT.
Progress bars? I've never seen them in Config Manager.
Never.
I normally use the slash quiet.
Aha.
So as you can see, it's going through. Now we have the ability to download the report, and I'm just going to overwrite my existing copy.
Yep. So and that's that PBX starter that you were talking about.
That's before. Correct. So this has created the PBX starter, and it's now gone and created all of that. So we go to Windows Explorer, and I'm going to go to my documents, and I have a PBX for demo. And all I do is I double click on that because I already have the Power BI desktop installed on my server. Bad practice, but this is a demo environment. Just going to flag that. It will now open up that PBX, and I can go in and I can edit it and I can tweak and tune it to match what I need out of that report. So eventually this will load up. It takes a little bit of time, the initial time you run it. And this is because it's being compiled for the Power BI desktop. So it's initializing the model and it's going to bring all the information up. And once it pops it up, we can then go into it and validate what it explains that we need to do on the first page. So what you'll see when it loads up is on the first page, we have the details on what we need to do to complete the installation of the data. And then we can step through each of the report tabs, of which are the pre-canned reports of that workspace,
okay,
or data source. So it works really well down that path. So it's just initializing the model, as you can see, and it will load up shortly. So in the background, we can go and have a look and make sure our progress is completed successfully. So we see all these ticks, and then we scroll down and we go, look, yep, everything's done. So we hit the big X in the top corner because it's everything we need. So we'll close out of that. And we'll go back to Power BI now because it's loaded up. And you'll see here on the screen we have how we import data from the Power BI database and etc. So in this scenario, because we've got the same server and the same permissions across the everything, we don't need to do any customizations or tweaking and tuning of the model other than accepting the changes or applying the changes. If you're running this in a production environment, you would need to add all of that additional information and follow the tasks that appear there. So as you can see, it's going through on my server and adding all of those rows of data. So what we can do here is I'll do a quick demo through what information comes through at the PBX level and how we can add and extend that information and create tables and reports on what we want. So as you can see, this is the overview pane. It has a whole vast array of information on how it all works. But if we go to a new page down the bottom.
So it's pulled all that data live right here, right now. That's live data that's come out of Configuration Manager and put those easy dashboards in. And they're just dashboards that are just out of the box?
That's correct. So all this data has literally just been pulled from my SCCM database into the temporary database that we've created. And then it returns back that PBX file, which has all of my live data.
Wow, that's really, really powerful. Nice and simple to be able to set up, that's for
that's
sure.
Right. And this is where setting this up is such an easy task. So if I want to add additional information, for example, I go down here and I can literally grab one of these visualizations and we'll go to the donut. And then, okay, if we select, say, computer programs, and we're going to go program name and we're going to say the values. And what that will do eventually is that will spin out and explode and show all of the names of the programs that are in that environment. What we can do while that's loading is we can go, all right, we're going to create another graph and we're just going to pick something random. We're going to go computer updates. And we're going to go missing updates values. And we're going to go last check.
Now, I'm an Excel guy from way back, and I love my Power Pivot tables and everything like that that looks inside Excel. This looks very, very similar to the sort of approach that Power Pivot sort of uses. Is that right?
That's correct. So the team that actually created Power Pivot, Power Query, and all of the Power components for Excel also created Power BI.
Ah, and that's why it looks the same.
That's right. So, and that's the great thing about Microsoft at the moment is they're allowing their teams to diversify and go cloud. So you look at, say, the project team now have tasks. It's literally the same team that create both solution, but it's a very, very different scenario, and it's really a great time to be in the industry. So we've gone and set all of this up, and we're going to now publish this PBX into our Power BI environment. So one of the really powerful things with Power BI is, if you're not aware, you can literally publish this data anywhere. Once it's up in the on the Power BI website, I can pull out my iPad, I can pull out, we're going to have to filter that list. So I'm going to select my Power BI destination as a workspace, and it'll go through. So I can literally pull out my iPad and see this same data, or I can pull out my Windows phone, or whatever device, so long as it has access to the internet, it will render for that device. And it's all HTML. Five, obviously.
Yes.
I don't know about you, but I never had that experience with SSRS.
No, it was always a bit of a challenge to be able to get the damn thing to show you anything at any time.
That's right. The SSRS stuff was, well, we're going to have this many pixels wide and this many pixels deep. And you go, okay, but I want more than that, or I want less than that. Sorry.
Tough.
You're going to have to go and customize it for that display. So this is where SSRS gives us that, not SSRS, Power BI gives us that power of, well, you provide us the data and we'll render it how you want it and where you want it. So that's the great thing about how this technology works. So you'll see here, if we go to the overview pane, so this is literally live data up on Power BI right now. As I stated earlier, it's not going to be consistent data in our environment because we don't have the Power BI gateway, but it's live data as of right now. So I can see that I have 38 clients and 201 users, and I also have computers that are missing antivirus and are unhealthy. So
kind of important information to know.
That's right. So I can literally go in here and select malware and find that I've got two computers with three viruses on there, and I can go and drill into that information and go, all right, well, no action required, give me more information about that. And what that means is my AV's already cleared that up. Or if I go and say, all right, well, let's see the quarantine ones, did we have any? Yep, we've got two computers that have quarantine viruses on there, so I can see my antivirus is doing what it's supposed to be doing. We can also go across and have a look at update compliance, and we can see really easily, as you can see, all of the updates that are missing, which computers have the issue. And on the right hand side here, we can select which bulletin we're most concerned about, including a search, and find out whether there's computers missing it. And if they are, it all comes up contextually here. So we know straight away what computer's missing that update and how it all works. I've never been able to get that to work in SSRS. It was one of these things where you had to go, all right, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to drill in, and then you got to go back. Oh, I went too far. Hang on. Oh, I'm missing data. Oh, it just hasn't rendered.
And I think the thing to really sort of reiterate is the fact that we've done NoSQL at this point. We haven't tried to link tables or work out where this data's come from. We've literally downloaded a template, installed this, and rendered it to Power BI, and there's all the rich data that we actually get.
That's right. That's exactly the point. This is all straight out of the box. No fuss, no mess. It's just working. What you've seen here in 15-20 minutes is what you can do in your environment.
Excellent. And we can expose different components of this to different parts of the business. So if I want to give the security team just the security thing so they can drill down on malware, we can do that as well.
That's correct. So, and this is where Power BI gets really its name from, is the ability to go, I want this page of this report available to this user. And it's available for that.
Awesome.
And but we take it to that next level and go, well, I'm going to provide you, Mr. Security Guy, the data set. And you can slice and dice it how you want. What's the biggest issue that we've always had with SSRS and security reporting is each security officer wants it slightly different. And that's why you never found a consistent report for security and patching from the default out-of-the-box solutions.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for your time today. I think that was a really, really good demonstration. If you do have Configuration Manager, if you do have problems with the reporting, which if you've got Configuration Manager, you will have issues with the reporting, I really encourage you to have a look at this, have it download, get it running in your environment, and show your management the sorts of power that the information that you can get back out of your products. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much. I hope you're recording this.
Don't record now. Don't record now. This is all the outtakes. It's like that's phrasing. Phrasing. People. Phrasing.
Are we not putting phrasing back in the rotation? That doesn't need to be on the desktop. I'm going to grab power.
Or when I kiss your lips.